This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks Sunday with key counterparts influential in the Middle East as the United States seeks to de-escalate deadly clashes between Israel and the Palestinians. Blinken spoke by phone to officials in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and France. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the secretary called on all parties to de-escalate tensions and bring a halt to the violence between Israelis and Palestinians. The calls followed the deadliest day yet in the nearly week-long flare-up as Israeli strikes killed 42 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and as the UN Security Council held a virtual meeting amid global alarm over the conflict. Blinken's calls also came a day after President Joe Biden called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, to express his grave concern over the deteriorating situation and to urge both sides to show restraint. A total of 42 Palestinians, including at least 8 children and 2 doctors, were killed Sunday in Israeli bombardments in Gaza, a poor enclave of 2 million people under Israeli blockade for nearly 15 years, according to the local health ministry. This is the heaviest daily death toll since the violence began. The top editor of the Associated Press is calling for an independent investigation into the Israeli airstrike that targeted and destroyed a Gaza City building, housing offices of the AP, broadcaster Al Jazeera, and other media offices. AP's executive editor says the Israeli government has yet to provide clear evidence supporting its attack, which leveled a 12-story building. The Israeli military has said that Hamas used the building for a military intelligence office and weapons development. This is VOA News.